Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whenever, wherever, and however you're listening, welcome to Medicare Made Easy. I'm your Medicare guy, Joe Rombolo, and I'm here to help you navigate the minefield that is Medicare. Today is August 8th, 2020. Grazie molto to Rio Vitale and Mike Santangelo for the opportunity to come to you each week right here on Chow St. Louis to bring you the latest Medicare information for the rest of this year and for the new year 2021. Now, believe it or not, the new year will be upon us before we know it. Those who are already on Medicare like me and those who will be aging in soon need to keep on top of things so that we can get the coverage that best suits our needs for the best monthly premium possible, and in some instances for a $0 premium per month. Now, that's one of the many things that we will be discussing during this series. A few years ago, an opportunity was presented to me that landed me right here, right now, talking to you about Medicare. I took a job enrolling people in Medicare plans by telephone with one of the major insurance companies. I was intensively and extensively trained in Medicare and gained an extraordinary amount of experience in a very short period of time. Now, this rapidly became a passion of mine, and I now work with people as a field agent, enrolling them in the Medicare plan that is best for them. I'm now a licensed broker, and I represent all the major insurance companies that offer Medicare insurance in Missouri and in Illinois. Because of that, I have the ability to find the very best plan for you that suits your needs the best with the company that is the best fit for you. Now, that's a big deal. Having access to all the plans that are available from all the companies gives you a much broader selection than being tied to just one carrier. Now, in the coming weeks, we'll be discussing the many aspects of Medicare and Medicare solutions. I encourage you to text or email your questions to me, 314-753-0792. That's 314-753-0792. You can text me, you can even call me, or you can email to Joe Rombolo, joerombolo@gmail.com. That's joerombolo@gmail.com, and I'll answer them on the air during the coming weeks. Okay, so today is our maiden voyage on Medicare Made Easy, so we're going to begin our stroll through the minefield that is Medicare by starting at the very beginning. What happens beginning 6 months prior to aging into Medicare? What are your options when you first become eligible for Medicare? And what are your options when you are already on Medicare? So let's jump right into it. Now, starting about 6 months prior to your 65th birthday, your mailbox will become inundated with Medicare information and advertising from the government, from every Medicare insurance carrier that has a plan in your area, from every insurance broker who represents those plans, and from every Medicare career agent out there who works directly for each insurance carrier. Now, you're going to be receiving postcards, letters, flyers, official-looking documents, you name it, you will get it, and all wanting you to contact them. Every piece of mail that you receive will contribute to the minefield that is Medicare. I was so overwhelmed when I was aging in, I sorted through the pile of mail that I received, pulled out a nice-looking postcard, called the guy, and set an appointment to meet with me at my dining room table. I had no clue. I enrolled in a plan, but I knew as much about Medicare after the meeting as I did before. Nothing. Now, during these segments called Medicare Made Easy, I'm going to do the best job that I can to explain this all to you in a simple, concise manner so that your walk through the Medicare minefield is as easy as a stroll through the park on a beautiful sunny day. So let's get started. All right, you're aging in. You have this pile of postcards, letters, booklets, and brochures that you've been sent. And by the way, they keep coming even after you're 65. So what do you do? What do you need to know? Well, in Missouri and Illinois, there's three basic ways to go. There's more, but for now, we're going to discuss the three basic ways that you can go. Now, let's begin with Original Medicare. I'm sure you heard that there's Part A and Part B. I'm sure you may have heard that Part A covers hospitals, while Part B covers doctors, durable medical equipment, certain prescription drugs that are administered, at doctor's offices or facilities. Now, Part A is free of charge. There's no premium. Now, if you've worked and paid into the system a total of 40 quarters or 10 years, Part A is free of charge. Part B has a monthly premium. For 2020, the premium is $144 a month and some change. Now, there's no getting around it. Everybody pays that unless you're on Medicaid, in which case Medicaid usually pays for it. So Part A and Part B together are called Original Medicare. And Original Medicare pays 80% of medical bills that are covered by Medicare. Now, that means you pay 20%. Now, that sounds pretty good to some people until you get a bill for $40,000, discover that your end of it is $8,000, and you're still required by Medicare to have a prescription drug plan, otherwise known as a Medicare Part D plan. And by the way, there's a premium for Part D. And then depending upon the coverage that you need and want, that's going to cost you between $15 a month, which isn't going to cover much, and as much as $90 a month. All right, so how do you get the coverage for the 20% that Medicare is not covering? All right, well, that's option two. Now, you have your Original Medicare that pays 80%. You add to that a Medicare supplement plan, otherwise known as a Medigap plan. Now, these Medigap plans, they come in a number of shapes and sizes, all designed to cover part or all of the 20% that is your responsibility. Now, you have to pay for that. There's a premium every month, which varies depending upon your coverage. And you still are required to have a Part D plan for prescription drugs. Now you have a premium for Part B, a premium for your supplement, and a premium for Part D. So let's back up a little bit. Let's recap. The first choice we mentioned was to stay with Original Medicare, Part A and B, and that pays 80%. You pay 20%, and you're required to have a prescription drug plan and pay a premium for it each month. A second choice was to stay with Original Medicare, Part A and B, pay a premium each month for a Medicare supplement plan, otherwise known as a Medigap plan, that covers some or all of the 20% of your responsibility. And of course, you still have to pay the Part D prescription drug plan, and you have to have that and pay a premium for that each month. Now, I'm not saying that either of these are a bad choice, because the idea is to find the coverage for you that best suits your needs. And depending upon what's going on in your life and where you live, one of these two may be the best way for you to go. However, there is another choice. Now, this is called a Medicare Advantage plan. A Medicare Advantage plan combines Part A, hospital, Part B, doctors and medical equipment, and Part D, prescription drugs, into one all-inclusive plan, and often for a very low to $0 a month premium. So let me explain. Now picture this. The insurance company comes to Medicare and says, "Hey, Med, I have a deal for you. We're going to take over your Part A and Part B responsibility for you. So from now on, the beneficiary gets his Medicare benefits from us. Now we, the insurance company, are going to pay most of the 20% that is the beneficiary's responsibility, leaving the beneficiary to pay a copay. Now, the copay is going to be when he goes to the doctor, when he goes to his primary care doctor, when he goes to a specialist, urgent care, emergency room, small copay for the first 4, 5, 6 days in the hospital. After that, it's going to be $0 for additional days. We're going to add additional benefits like dental, vision, hearing, a quarterly allotment for over-the-counter products, and we're going to include an annual out-of-pocket maximum of, depending upon the plan, $2,800 to $3,600 a year. That means that when the total of all your medical copays reaches the maximum, the plan begins to pay 100%. Now, what do you think about that, Med? Oh, yeah, and we're going to include a Part D prescription drug plan for no additional cost, and the total plan will have a very low to $0 a month premium. Oh, and by the way, in my experience, the Part D plans in the Medicare Advantage plans cover more than many of the Part D plans that have a premium. Now, a plan like this is no cost to you, but it is not free. You see, Medicare pays the insurance company to take over its responsibility and administer the plan. Now, this is an all-inclusive plan. It is a pay-as-you-go plan. If you use it, you pay the copays, but if you don't use it, you pay nothing, and if you have a bad year, you are capped at your annual out-of-pocket maximum. Now, I have a plan just like this with one of the major carriers. A few years ago, I had a hernia operation. All I paid was the outpatient fee, which was less than $300. I had a cataract surgery on my left eye about 5 weeks ago, and my out-of-pocket was $180 facility copay, and my monthly premium is $0 a month. Now, in the following weeks, we're going to take a deep dive into Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans, supplements, Part D, dual eligible plans, chronic need plans, and much, much more. AEP, the annual enrollment period, is coming up October 15th through December 7th. This is when Medicare beneficiaries can change their plans. Now, if you're already on Medicare, I would appreciate the opportunity to meet with you over the phone, in person at our office, or in your home, to review your current plan and see if it best suits your needs, and if not, find the plan that does best suit you. If you're just now aging in, I would love to show you what's available, explain Medicare to you, and whether you are a current beneficiary or just aging in, I'd like to answer any of your questions. So grab a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to ask you to write a few things down. Okay, you ready? You can contact me at 314-753-0792. You can call or text 314-753-0792. And I'll give you a little tip. If you text, you're more likely to get a quick response. Also, you can email me at joerumbolo@gmail.com. That's joerumbolo@gmail.com. Now, let me spell my name for you. R-U-M-B-O-L-O. So that's joerumbolo@gmail.com. Or you can find me at Facebook. That's facebook.com/joerumbolo. All right, folks, it's been a blast. I love doing this. I can't wait to see you next week. Until next time, I am Joe Rumbolo. I am your Medicare guy. I am one of you, and I am here to serve you.